Okay, so the digital world.
Yeah.
It feels like it's in the middle of this huge transformation right now, especially how we search for things online.
It really is a seismic shift, you could call it.
And right at the center seems to be Google's new AI mode. It's like this big strategy, right? And we're seeing it pop up as AI overviews.
Exactly. AI mode is the overall plan, and AI overviews are the feature you actually see those summaries at the top of your search results. It's all driven by something called Search Generative Experience, or SGE.
SGE, got it.
Uh-oh.
And this is already happening. It's live now.
Oh, yes. It's rolled out in several countries. It's actively redefining how content gets found, how it's summarized, how it's ranked, even.
Wow. But I bet a lot of people, maybe business owners especially, they might not even be fully aware this is already here.
That's a real concern. Many are still focused on the old ways.
Right. Like if you're still pouring all your energy into getting that top spot on the classic search page, the page one dream, you might find things look very different very soon. It feels a bit like polishing the listing in the phone book when everyone's just asking Siri or Alexa for info.
That's a really good analogy, actually.
So, welcome to the AI-first era of search, I guess. Our mission today in this deep dive is really to unpack what this huge shift means for you, for your website, your online presence.
Yeah, and that phone book analogy is spot on. Because these platforms, Google's SGE, but also things like ChatGPT, Gemini, Perplexity, they're rewriting the rule book for discovery.
How so? Rewriting.
Well, the algorithms aren't just cataloging pages anymore. They're reading, understanding, synthesizing, summarizing. Your content isn't just indexed, it's interpreted. It
Right.
gets cited by the AI, hopefully, or, and this is the crucial part, it might just get overlooked entirely.
So the goalposts have moved.
Completely. The new goal for your website isn't just to be found, it's to be the answer. You need to earn authority not just with those old blue links, but through real trust, clear structure, strategic clarity that, both people and these AI systems can recognize.
Okay, let's really unpack this then. You mentioned Google AI mode, AI overviews, SGE. Can you break down how they fit together? What is Google AI mode exactly? And how do these AI overviews work for someone just doing a search?
Sure. Think of AI mode as Google's big picture strategy for weaving AI into search. It's the overarching concept.
Got it, the strategy.
Right. And the AI overviews, that's the bit you actually see. When you search, instead of just that list of 10 blue links we're used to, you now often get this detailed summary right at the top. It's generated by AI, pulling info from different websites, could be blog posts, product pages, FAQs, whatever seems relevant.
So it synthesizes it all?
Exactly. It creates this AI snapshot aiming to answer your question instantly. The idea is you might not even need to click any further.
That's convenient, but also a bit scary for website owners.
It definitely presents a challenge because if your content isn't seen as relevant, trustworthy, and critically well-structured, it just won't get pulled into that overview.
Or worse.
Or worse, your competitor's content gets featured instead.
Right. So Google's essentially doing the clicking and reading for the user. That sounds incredibly useful, but yeah, my first thought is, doesn't that kill website traffic? Is that the worry?
That's a major point, and yes, it's a valid concern. We should definitely talk more about the traffic implications.
Okay. And the tech making this possible, that's SGE, Search Generative Experience.
Yes, SGE is the engine under the hood. Even though Google now brands the feature as AI overviews for the public, SGE is the fundamental technology. It's how Google is rethinking processing and presenting information.
So it's more than just a feature name change.
Oh, much more. The difference is huge. Think about it like this. Traditional search handed you a library card and pointed you to the shelves. SGE, or these AI overviews, it's like having a personal research assistant who reads the key books and hands you a detailed report. One gives access, the other gives answers.
Wow, okay. Personal research assistant. That is powerful for the user. But for businesses that spent years learning how to get their library card featured prominently, this feels like the rules just changed overnight. What's the biggest adjustment they need to make? What's expected now versus the old way?
I think the biggest hurdle is really a mindset shift, understanding that the game has fundamentally changed.
Right.
In the traditional model, the old way, Google gave you that ranked list, the 10 blue links. You, the user, had to click, read, compare, piece it all together yourself.
Yep, been there many times.
And as a business, your whole goal was climb that list, get your link seen, get the click, drive traffic to your site. Simple, relatively speaking.
Relatively, yeah.
Now, with SGE and AI overviews, it's a new reality. Google puts the AI-written summary right at the top. The AI's job is to look at multiple authoritative sources, extract the key info, and build a coherent answer.
So the goal isn't just the click anymore.
Exactly. Your new goal is to have your content seen as so authoritative, so clear, so trustworthy, that the AI uses your information as a primary source. Ideally, it even cites your business directly within that overview.
And people are actually using this. It's catching on.
Apparently so. The source we looked at mentioned AI overviews are, like, one of Google's most successful, rapidly adopted features in ages. Users seem more satisfied, they're searching more often.
So it's not just a gimmick, it's delivering real value.
It seems so. And it's important to remember SGE isn't some kind of magic box. It's a really sophisticated system trying to mimic how humans understand things, assessing quality and credibility.
Not just keywords, then.
Definitely not just keywords. Context, expertise, trust. That's the new currency.
So how does it do that? How does SGE figure out what the best information is? What's the AI's thought process, so to speak?
Well, it boils down to roughly three key steps. First, it tries to understand intent. It looks past the words you type to figure out what you're really trying to do. Are you looking to buy something, solve a specific problem, just learn about a topic?
Okay, so it gets the why.
Precisely. Second, and this is super important, it scans for authority. It actively looks for and prioritizes websites showing high levels of EEAT.
EEAT. Experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and trust.
That's the one. It cross-references information, looks for agreement among experts. It's really vetting the sources.
And the third step.
Third, it synthesizes a new response. It doesn't just copy text. It generates its own unique summary, putting the information together coherently, often suggesting follow-up questions, and linking back to the credible sources it used.
So it's building an answer, not just finding one.
Exactly. The big takeaway is SGE wants the best information, not just the page stuffed with the most keywords.
Which leads us straight to the business impact. Because if SGE is already live and changing how people find things, but businesses haven't adapted,
they're falling behind. Quickly. It's a significant oversight.
What does that mean in practice? What are the immediate effects?
Well, a few things. First, pretty obviously, reduced visibility in the traditional organic listings. Those AI overviews take up prime real estate at the top, pushing the blue links down.
So even if you rank well traditionally, fewer eyeballs?
Potentially fewer clicks, yes, especially if you're not in the AI summary. Second, local SEO is getting a major shakeup. Google needs really clear, semantically rich content about local businesses, what you do, where you are, what makes you trustworthy. Structured data helps a lot here. Without it, you risk getting filtered out.
Makes sense for local searches.
And third, click behavior itself is changing fast. If people get their answer in the summary, why click?
Right.
So fewer clicks overall might happen, which makes being referenced in that summary incredibly valuable. If you're not in the overview for a relevant query, you're basically invisible to a growing number of searchers.
Invisible, that's a strong word.
But it reflects the shift. Google isn't just a search engine anymore. In a way, it's becoming a digital expert about your business.
Okay, that's a fascinating idea. Google, as a digital expert on my business.
Yeah.
You also mentioned it could become like a 24/7 AI sales rep. How does that actually work?
It works when Google's AI truly understands your website inside and out. Not just keywords, but the full context of your products, your services, maybe even your company history, your brand voice.
So deep understanding.
Deep understanding. When it has that, it stops being just a directory pointing to you and starts being able to speak for you, in a sense. It becomes that knowledgeable first point of contact.
Give me an example.
Okay, imagine someone asks Google something quite specific, like, what's the warranty on your product? Or how does your service compare to competitor service? Or even, what are the typical project lead times for your company in Gauteng?
Right. Conversational questions.
Exactly. Instead of just getting a link, the AI, having learned from your well-structured content, could potentially provide a direct answer right there in the overview. It's relaying your information.
So my website becomes like a training data set for Google.
That's a perfect way to think about it. Your website becomes this active, intelligent data set that trains Google's AI to talk knowledgeably about your business.
Which means?
Which means the crucial question changes. It's no longer just, can people find my website? It's becoming, when Google's AI talks about my business, what is it going to say?
And you need to control that narrative.
You absolutely need to take control of that narrative. That's the new frontier.
That's powerful. Google, as your 24/7 rep, trained by you. But I can see the flip side too. If your content is vague or outdated or just not clear.
Then the AI could misrepresent you. Or, maybe worse, it defaults to highlighting a competitor who has provided that clear, structured information.
So it's a double-edged sword. A powerful tool, but only if you wield it correctly.
Precisely. It demands a much more strategic approach.
Which means optimizing for AI mode isn't just old SEO with a new name. It needs this. Strategic, structured, semantically rich content you talked about. So what are the practical steps if I have a website, say, on WordPress? What do I actually do?
Okay, practical steps. First, you really need to embrace semantic SEO and content clustering. Think about organizing your content logically. Pillar pages for broad topics, supported by cluster pages going into specifics. Use clear headings, subheadings, help the AI understand the structure and relationship between your content pieces.
Like building an organized knowledge base.
Exactly. Second, schema markup and structured data are vital. This is like adding special labels to your content that explicitly tell the AI, this is a product, this is an FAQ, this is a review, this is our address. It makes your content machine readable.
So speaking the AI's language.
You got it. Third, consider AI sitemaps. Submitting a sitemap specifically highlights the pages you think are most important for the AI to crawl and understand.
Okay. Sitemap, schema, structure. What else?
Fourth, write for humans, but keep the AI in mind. Create genuinely helpful, clear content that answers real questions. Use natural language. Focus on solving user problems. Don't stuff keywords, but do use related terms and variations, semantic richness.
Good content is still key.
Always. And finally, build those trust and authority signals, EAT again. Include author bios showing expertise, use client testimonials, link to credible sources. Basic website health matters too fast, loading speed, mobile friendliness, clear layout.
And you mentioned something about an LLM summary.
Ah, yes, that's a more advanced technique. It involves creating a specific dynamic summary layer on your site designed just for large language models like Google's. It's like giving the AI a cheat sheet, constantly updated about the core facts of your business, a way to directly feed it the latest info.
Wow. Okay. That's a lot. Semantic SEO, schema, AI sitemaps, LLM summaries. I can see how this might feel overwhelming for a business owner just trying to run their business.
It definitely can be. It's a significant shift in strategy and execution.
But you mentioned, and the Sort highlighted this too, that help is available, right? There are specialists who focus on this.
Absolutely. This is becoming a specialized field. There are teams offering services like AI SEO audits to see where your site stands now.
Okay.
They can help implement the technical stuff like schema and AI sitemaps. They can develop content strategies specifically for AI discovery, building those pillar pages, clusters, even crafting those LLM summaries.
And presumably keeping track of changes. Because this stuff evolves fast.
Constantly. So ongoing monitoring and tweaking the strategy as the algorithms change is also part of what they do. You don't necessarily have to become an SGE expert overnight yourself.
That's reassuring. Because this isn't just some minor update, is it?
No, not at all. This is the big one. Google's AI mode, SGE. It's not just another trend. It feels like a truly fundamental shift. It's upgrading search from, you know, a pretty smart assistant.
To what?
To a full-blown genius research partner.
A genius research partner. Okay, explain that. AI mode in action.
Well, think about how you can interact with it. You can ask really complex, multi-part questions. It remembers the context. So you could ask about, say, family-friendly holidays in December.
Right.
And then your next query could just be, okay, which of those have direct flights from Johannesburg? It knows what those refers to. It connects the dots.
It holds a conversation.
Exactly. It can reason, compare options, discuss things with you. And your goal as a business is to make sure when that AI discusses options in your field, you're the one it recommends. You're the trusted source it relies on.
And the consequences of this shift, they're pretty significant.
Huge. We touched on clicks earlier. First, clicks might be fewer, but they'll likely be way more valuable. If someone gets a basic answer from the AI but still clicks through to your site,
they're probably serious.
Highly serious. They're informed. They're further down the funnel. Your website's job then becomes less about basic info and more about converting that highly qualified lead, closing the deal.
Okay. Fewer clicks, higher value. What else?
Second, your overall brand reputation becomes your ranking signal in a much deeper way than before. It's not just about keywords on one page. It's about your authority, your trustworthiness, your EET signals across the entire web. Your whole digital footprint matters.
Reputation is ranking. Got it.
And third, Think about user expectations. Customers are going to expect instant gratification. They'll get used to getting detailed, expert-level answers from AI in seconds.
And they'll expect that from businesses, too.
You bet. They'll expect that same speed, that same quality, that same clarity from your website, your customer service,
yeah.
Everything. The bar is being raised across the board.
So the takeaway is Google's changing. It's moving from being a list of links
to becoming an engine of answers.
An engine of answers. And our job as businesses, as content creators, is to be the absolute best, most trusted, clearest source of information in our space.
Exactly. So that when Google speaks, when that AI generates an answer, it's speaking with your voice, using your information.
That's a powerful thought to end on.
It really frames the challenge, doesn't it? Google's AI mode isn't just a trend. It really is the new foundation of search. And users are adapting incredibly fast to these instant AI-generated answers. So the question for everyone listening is, how will you ensure your business content isn't just found, but is actually intelligently understood and maybe even advocated for by the very AI your customers are already starting to talk to?
Definitely something to mull over.
Yeah.
How do you make sure the AI speaks for you and speaks well? Lots to consider as you prepare your digital presence for this new era. We'll see you on the next deep dive.